on the brass stocks, there's been a, we've been informed that Parliament has resumed the estimates and the Prime Minister is speaking at the moment. So perhaps at some point we will try to see if we can pick up a little bit of what is being said, John. In the meantime, let's take another call. And I want to remind the lady who spoke to us a short while ago that we need to get her contact details. So you should call back and leave those details with John. Hello. Good morning and welcome to Down the Brass.
How are you doing,
man? I'm okay.
Ellis, there's something about you that struck me this morning to call. I listen to you all the time, but it's something that really struck me about you this morning and giving that speech this morning. You know, when a good singer sing, you just recognize it in his voice and certain pitch he's going. You went into an emotional pitch this morning, and Mr. Ellis, that made me emotional too. That's why I called. You're the best, man. And you know, the speech from the minister was in such a poor taste, Mr. Ellis, that I just don't understand it. We in Barbados, right? We just got a classroom with 30 pupils in a class, and everybody failed the exam. And we just blame the students. We don't say the teacher was errored or flawed in his speech, Ellis. I can't understand on God earth how somebody could sit on a board and speak to people and tell them things about what's going on. And when I can't take heed and then could disbar the whole board and choose saying that's what the problem is going with. Ellis, I hear in your voice this morning emotions about to Ellis, and it made me emotional too.
Well, I think it's important that we discuss this matter in a way that will not allow it to be swept under the carpet. That we will not get just some statements, because the way some of these issues are dealt with is by saying, look, we are promising you that we are going to investigate, we're going to set up this body and that sort of thing. Then the body takes months to go through the process of doing the examination. By the time its report comes, people have forgotten about it. The report is then put on a shelf and nothing is ever done with it. If this one is big enough, you may very well see that it may become an issue in the general election campaign. Two parties might talk about it. But even that does not guarantee that you are going to get the kind of systemic change that is absolutely necessary. And listen to the woman earlier. This woman who spoke just now, she's the one to me that spoke with the emotion. She explained that this is not just a problem confronting the females. You know, this country has reached the stage where very often women who are fighting an issue like to just see it only in the context of looking after women. We have to look after both men and women. And that's why it's important to hear from a woman like her who says, my son went through this sort of thing too. You know? Because you could find that this focus is skewed only on one side and the other side is forgotten.
It's a fact, Ellis. I heard it quite clearly. It's a fact. And the reason why the lady said that her son went to the government industrial school is amazing. And why with so much people in this country that know the know-how, why this law sat on the statute book so long is another mind-boggling situation, Miss Ellis. It's mind-boggling. But anyhow, before I go, I must say something. You had a program there, I think it's last week, when some young people call you. Ellis, I
last Monday.
You just bring out the best in people. And to lose you at this time, I hear people giving you compliment, Ellis. I want you to do something for me. Don't just brush people compliments under the carpet too, Ellis. Take them serious. You are somebody in this country that people need to look up to and respect, Ellis. And we got this thing and this trend and we all the time that we waiting until people get 6 feet under to recognize the word, Ellis. Ellis, put up your hand and come to the top of the class, please.
All right, sir.
Please, Mr. Ellis.
Thank you very much.
You have a great day, man.
You do too. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I want to speak on the same subject because when I heard the minister spoke on, in that press conference, I spoke to my friend. And this morning, I said I was going to call you. And here you, here am I. You know, I want to know. It looks to me, right, that when you speak out, you get the bad end of the stick. Because, right, why did they fire the board? Because they highlight.
No, but if you read what was said by the last chairman, Reverend Joseph Johnny Tudor, he indicated that because of the change of minister, they anticipated that they would have been changed as well, because it is normal. First of all, their three-year period expires shortly, and it is normal for members of a board to put their resignations at the disposal of the incoming minister. So it's just perhaps coincidental. There's nothing to say that because you have been sitting on a board that the new minister would want to keep you on that board. They can determine, they exercise the discretion as to who they want. So it may be dangerous to go down the line of saying that the board has been changed because of this issue.
And the next thing, I think, you see, the minister said he's going to investigate. Am I a little daft? You could tell me. Because I, in that institution, no one from the institution has not been changed or whatever. I don't know. Right? But am I going to take my health by telling the investigators, right, that, you know, they've been doing this to me, they've been doing that to me, and then go back to the same institution and get treated more badly because there's no camera there and it's my word against them, and next thing you know, they will say I have a mental problem because that's the only thing they will come up with. They said this girl, she's been, or this boy been, have a mental problem. That's the quickest thing they can say about, you know, a young person. And I think, because if it's me and I'm in that institution, I'm not going to let you know what really is going on because I will be afraid I have to go back to that same institution and the same persons are working there. So it doesn't make sense to me.
What would make sense to you? What are you calling for?
A change because a camera, because the person who is going to ask me questions will not be there when I go back, but the same people will be there.
Well, there has to be a cultural shift within that institution. That institution really is representative of the wider Barbados, you know.
Yes.
Barbados is a country where people who commit offense or are seen as hard ears are generally speaking treated very rough.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is the whole society that does it. It is not peculiar to this particular organization. What makes it particularly stark is that it impacts on very young people.
Yes,
and
very
has the potential to make them even worse than they are because of what they have to go through. So we're trying to see to what extent we can push for meaningful change in this regard.
Yes.
The authorities who speak must understand that by telling us that they have changed the board, that will not be seen as enough.
No,
saying that you're going to have an investigation into this specific incident is not enough. What is required is how you're going to get the people who are working in there to recognize that certain practices should be done away with and bring in specialists now to help change their behavior and to create a system that is far more responsive to the needs of both the children and their parents.
Yes.
Because even their parents come up against all sorts of obstacles.
Yes,
as this lady said earlier. Even lawyers who have to operate on behalf of these children are reporting various obstacles that they have had to encounter in trying to look after the interests of the children. It's a systemic situation that is dangerous.
It needs to change because its children's life could be lost, not lost physically, but mentally. Because when you come out of there, you traumatize. And the only person can help you is your family, or you have to go to a physician, you know, to speak out what you have been through. If your family don't have money now to send you to somebody to help you. Because you go in there sometimes, you go in there because of things that's going on in your home too, and then you've been treated more worse.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, morning.
Yeah, Mr. Ellis. I don't believe that they should fire the board. I believe they should get the information first, because if the board responsible for the children that does.
Well, as I told you, another caller, the board was up for review anyhow. So the minister certainly was in a position where he had to make a determination as to who he was going to put on the board. It's an advisory board. This is another important part of this whole discussion, you know. An advisory board comes across as though it's a board without any teeth, really. The question is whether that structure is the best structure in the circumstances. Who else outside of Barbados has a similar concern, and how is it structured? What kind of reforms have we seen in countries like Britain, Australia, Canada, and any of those in the Caribbean that we can point to? If you gave the board more teeth, would it make any difference? What are the obstacles to giving this board more than an advisory role? The frustrations that we have heard both from the deputy chair, the former deputy chair, and now the former chairman, who is reported as commenting on the matter in today's newspaper. And he has basically given full support to the deputy chair for coming out and speaking about the matter. So, I mean, those are the types of questions that we need to have answered. It's not enough to tell us you're going to have an investigation into this particular matter, because those other things are there and are crucial to the whole discussion about how are we going to bring about real change and reform.
Mm-hmm. But you're hearing from the acting principal. So who the real principal is?
I really can't tell you. I don't know if the person is acting, because the last principal might have retired or what have you. One thing is sure. It is one thing for somebody to come and tell you that it is a safe haven.
Mm.
Yeah, but as the person said earlier, the proof of the pie is in the eating. It could only be considered a safe haven if you don't have the kind of complaints that people have registered over such a long time.
All right, Mr. Ellis?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Do you believe that COVID stopped Detroit law from going to Parliament? I heard someone say, because of COVID, they had Detroit law to go in order to go to Parliament, but COVID stopped it. But a lot of bills passed in COVID, Mr. Ellis.
Well, and therefore, you don't accept that COVID should have prevented it, right?
No. A lot of bills passed in my run. All types of bills passed during COVID. That shouldn't be no excuse.
Well, I mean, it's a question of priorities. What the government saw as the priorities and the resources being available to get the legislation formulated and ready for Parliament. I see reference to the government revisiting the legislation, trying to make sure that it was the best piece of legislation it could bring. That doesn't tell me exactly what process they were going through to establish that. Did it go back out there to various interest groups in the society? Did it stay within cabinet? Did it, you know, I don't know exactly what that meant, you know.
But they said from 2018, I heard one, a lady say from 2018, and this is 2021, so they had sufficient time. So I don't find an excuse that COVID stopped that toil off from going to parliament.
Well, look, you have to look at this from two angles. It is what the state has done to children. But along with that, we have to look at what parents and other people are doing to their children to create the kind of situation where children have to leave home for long periods because they just can't deal with the environment in which they find themselves.
Okay.
And a lot of youngsters are going through that. I mean, we're very good at looking only at one side of the picture and ignoring the other one. So it's both. The state we can't condone the state behaving in the way that it has over the years and the way it's treated these children over the years. But we have a much wider issue within the society. Hence why there's also there's the discussion about bringing various laws and enacting treaties that we've signed on to and all of that, you know?
Yeah, but looking at but the focus was mostly on the girls and the forgetting the boys. No wonder the boys doing certain things because they're paying attention to the boys. It's all about the girls. I have no problem with the girls, but you should always look at the boys too.
Yes, you have to look at both sides of this coin. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, David. I trust that you're well.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
I want to support you 101% on your opening remarks this morning. Now, for me, David, this issue, I'm not looking at it or who did what and all the things that went on. My problem is in this country is that if you belong to an organization, a church, a government, a political party, what have you, and you, the person, know about things that are going on, I really do think that you need to bring it to the table, all right? And for too long, I heard the minister say this was going on for a long time. But why would we have to wait for a whistleblower to come to bring this to the fore? And I really am really at the point of my life where people need to stop speaking, David, in little groups and in little corners and come out and speak the truth. The truth sets you free, one. Two, if we are saying we are taking Barbados to a global platform, all of these are things that we need to look at. And this is not only David at GIS. This is across the board in a lot of agencies, government offices, etc. And I know what I'm speaking about because people who are persons that speak out on matters, you tend to hear people tell you, you know, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that on air. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't bring it to the fore. You have to bring it to the fore. And you know why, David, I am very passionate about this? Because I work with children and I have taught one of those girls, not these present girls, at least 15 years ago up there. And I know, and because I have a passion for children, it hurts me to know that everybody is about their own interests. But what about the children's interests? What about the children's interests? The judges, the magistrates who send those children up there, do they go, David, and have a look, talk with the children, see what is going on, check the place? What about monitors? And I'm speaking now as a children's advocate, David, all right, working with children all my life. And I really and truly think, whether they put a new board or not, you need to have a proper vetting system with people who really have children's interests at heart. Do they go back to the homes and do follow-ups on the homes that these children come from to find out what really is the problem? Why is this child or this boy, this girl in there? And then we are only looking at the girls. We have to deal with the boys. David, I teach children and I know what I'm speaking about. And it really hurts me, right? That put aside all what went on. We need to have people in any agency, at least I am a person who will do that, to speak what is not right. Because at the end of the day, if this did not whistleblow, 20 years down the road, it might have been you or me that had that situation. I'm just using this metaphorically. I'm saying that the time has come. People need to get up and speak what is wrong, regardless if you work for a minister, a government agency. And the other thing, too, you know what? All this thing about your friend and my friend has to stop, David. And I'm speaking really from my heart this morning, because at the end of all this, the children are who I am concerned about. We have to look at the children. Forget the board, the minister, the agencies. All of this should have been reported. Not now, whether it was the last institution, last government. Things need to be day to day, and because it's children, children are our future, David.
Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Fine.